Intervju Radija Študent.
Ibrahim El Manjori. Azilni dom v svojem evfemističnem imenu deluje tuje. Tuje predvsem zaradi tega, ker tamkajšnji pogoji ne omogočajo vključevanja prosilcev za azil v družbeno življenje. Medicinska pomoč je le osnovna in zato v nekaterih primerih nezadostna. Prosilci za azil dobijo le 18 evrov žepnine na mesec, za pridobitev delovnega dovoljenja morajo čakati 9 mesecev. Čakanje na odločitev traja več mesecev, celo leta, zatika pa se že pri izdajanju prve odločbe. Spomnimo, da je bila leta 2016 v statističnem povprečju procesirana le odločba in pol na mesec. Tujost azilnega doma je še toliko bolj občutiti v izolirani lokaciji na obrobju mesta, kar je z morebitnimi izjemami urbanistično pravilo za tovrstne ustanove. Tovrstne sistematske pomankljivosti vodijo v konfliktne odnose med zaposlenimi in prosilci za azil, kar se je zgodilo tudi 25. julija v azilnem domu Vič. Med prosilci za azil in nekaterimi varnostniki je po naših informacijah prišlo do pretepa, ki se je začel, ko je eden izmed varnostnikov s plinskim razpršilcem v obraz pošprical Ibrahima El Manjorija. Varnostna služba Galekom je sicer pričela opravljati službo varovanja v začetku letošnjega leta. Ibrahim je prišel v Slovenijo pred nekaj leti, nakar je svojo pot nadaljeval v Švico, odkoder je bil nedavno deportiran nazaj v Slovenijo. Po njegovih besedah je pred mesecem dni po noči videl nekatere varnostnike, kako so iz zaprtega dela azilnega doma pripeljali ven prosilce za azil, na cesti pa so čakali avti. V zaprtem delu azilnega doma so priprti migranti, ki so šele prispeli in so v prvih procesih ugotavljali identitete, zaradi česar pa jim je oduzeta svoboda gibanja. Kot nam pojasni, Ibrahim je potem, ko je videl dejanja varnostnikov, o tem obvestil vršilko dolžnosti direktorja Urada Vlade Republike Slovenije za oskrbo in integracijo migrantov Katarino Štrukl. Provociranje strani varnostnikov se je nadaljevalo še cel mesec, 25. julija pa ga je eden izmed varnostnikov pošprical s plinskim razpršilcem, kar je eskaliralo v pretepu, katerem je posredovala policija. Tudi na policiji so nam potrdili, da so bili 25.7. okoli 6. ure zjutraj obveščeni o motenju javnega reda in miru v azilnem domu na Viču, ter da sta posledično dva posameznika dobila plačilni nalog. Ibrahima so nato odpeljali v center za tujce v Veliki Otok pri Postojni, kjer sedaj gladovno stavka. Pred jutrišnjo tiskovno konferenco inicijative prosilcev za azil La Toute de la Liberté, na kateri bodo spregovorili o razmerah v azilnem domu, o sistematskih pomankljivostih azilnega sistema in odnosu nekaterih varnostnikov, objavljamo intervju z Ibrahimom. Začenjamo ga z vprašanjem o njegovem prihodu v azilni dom na Viču in vrnitvi iz Švice.
He stay in the close camp 2 days and he...
يقول لي وانا فاش من جابوني من سويسرا كانوا جابوا معايا دواء حيت انا مريض
and when the like he send him back from Switzerland they send with him like a papers from his because he's sick like the papers and the medication of him
يقول لي وما كنتش نعس الناس بالليل بزاف نبقى غير في الشومبرا النهار اللي خرجت بالليل تلاقيتهم مره بين بربعه ديال الناس سته
And he say he never go out the room because he can't sleep, you know, always thinking and he's sick a little bit. And when he go out one time, he see them like take people from the close camp to go the security.
In the night.
And they say like two cars. Waiting them out the camp for take them to other camp. The people.
قول لي أنا فاش شفت هذاك الشيء مشيت عندهم قلت لهم شنو هذا الشيء هذا زعما أنا جامي شفت هذا الشيء عشان في أوروبا كامل شفت أوروبا حتى في سكوندناف من البحر هي وجامي شفت شي ماركة يعني هذه ماشي أوروبا اللي كنا نعرف.
And when he see like that, happen like this, he go to them and say, like, what is this? Because he never see this, because he was in Switzerland like this. And he go to the president, the Katarina. He go to talk with her, especially here.
قلت لي اوه ماشي ناري كيفاش لافير لا ما يمكنش يكون هذا الشيء ودا تقييد ودار طبعا اللي فهمش هي ما على بالهاش وهي في نفس الوقت على بالها
and when he go to her like she say no this is not yeah this is not possible like this and like she think because he is crazy or something or he is sick or something.
So how many people he saw, how many security guy and how many people from
from close camp.
Close camp went.
قلتك شحال من سيكوريتي شتي وشحال من واحد من هذوك اللي هربوا؟ شفت ثلاثة سيكوريتي وشفت ستة الناس هربوا المرة الأولى وأربعة هربوا المرة الثانية.
He say it's three security and the first six person go and then the four person go.
So together all 10 people?
10 people, yeah.
And cars were waiting for them?
Yeah.
And they said the cars was waiting them there.
Garden.
Yeah.
Garden. Big garden.
Next to
next to
camp.
Okay. So you told Katarina she didn't want to recognize what happened.
And
he say she is no, but when he talk with her, like she say like she don't know nothing like this, and she's not this not possible.
قول لها من بعد أنا ناعس مع السبعة ديال الصباح دخل عليها القرع بدا كيقلب في اللي طوال.
This is I don't know now. I know. He say the other day in the morning, 7 a.m. That rock, that person, the boss of the security, coming to his room.
He
say because the first he was living like alone because he coming sick with the people with everything. And when he enter to his room. Like he pushed the table like this, you know.
ولا بروفوكاني.
He want to provoke.
وانا اصلا ديجا مريض واكل دواء ما عقلش شنو كاين.
ولا فاش stay in that time he was take like a medication and he don't know he want like to rest like this and he come to this provoke him in that time.
قول له فاش جيت نحكي معاه راح قال للبوليس قال لهم بلي هذا السيد قال لي انا راه عندي بومبا هنايا.
And when like when he want to talk with him, he go to call the police and say to them, Ibrahim like say to him he have a bomb or something.
And the
police when they coming, they give him the he must to pay like 150 euros too.
Yeah. Okay. So when exactly he saw people? In the night, going outside of
close dates.
The next day, Rock started provocating him.
Yeah.
So he's the boss of this.
Because mafia. I see.
And Rock was also among the security guys in the night. Rock also the guy who let people go out?
كان معاهم هو وفاش قال لهم البومبا قول ليه راح شهدوا مع ربع ديال السيكيورتي فيها انا وما انا ندير والو.
And he say like when he called the police and say he told him like have a bomb or something like four from the security say the same to police and when he go to his room he go alone not with the other security and from that time like 1 month ago they still like always do something to him they want to provoke him like this for let him go to some place
okay.
And that's what I tell you about the fighting, so you know everything.
Yeah.
But maybe you can just repeat what, how did it happen, this fighting?
Maybe كيف استطرا هادشي
زعما؟ ديال المضاربة. كل يوم أنا كنت نحكي مع سيكيريتي نورمال نقول لي كيفاش نحكي مع على حساب قال لي أنا عايش من الخدمة وبدا وأنا كنقول لي.
He talk now about that that person who was praying. He said he was talking with him. He come. He was talking with him like normal. Yeah, like
you working much.
He say he coming to him and he say I'm working much. I'm tired like this. To talk with him like normal and thing, like for like surprise, push him. You know. Untake from him like the shampoo, or, because he want to go to the shower. And before this, he come to smoke a cigarette, and then that happened.
قولي ما قبل هالشي هذا قولي هو بروفوكاوني والطبيبة ما عطتنيش دواية يومين.
And the like the last day from that what happened.
From problem.
Like when he come to take the medication, like the I don't know who work there in the reception, don't want to give him like the medication. You know, other security who give the medication don't want to give him the medication.
Security gives medication. Security gives
in
medication.
In my security, he gave the medication, but in morning, go away to Gulli Leyad, as Misha.
Gulli to medical center.
Medical center. The medical center, he don't give me. I go into reception for ask for my medicament. He told me it's not here. قولي وديما كي بروفوكيوني في المطعم لا في اي بلاصه كي بروفوكي
لك اولويز دي بروفوك هيم ان دي كيتشن ان دي اولويز لك هي سي لك داز هي ستارت فروم ذا تايم وين هي جو تو ذا كاتارينا تو سي ذيس
اوكي ذن افتر ذيس فايت بوليس كيم
بوليس كان بيقول لي ضربوني ست البوليس قول لي وقلت له شنو سيكيريتي تحاموا عليا وضربوني ها Like this.
Madrid, sir.
Here.
From police,
yeah.
From with police and
security. And security.
And they, where did they take you then?
Yeah.
To prison?
Like in bed, in Fintok, no hospital.
Only hospital. قولي دوني مسبيطار تعلم جاني لأنا ماشي مسطي أنا أقول لي
Like they take him to hospital of the of the psychiatric people, but he's not crazy, you know, he's just sick.
قولي أنا كنت قولي أنا دارت أوروبا كلها كنت نمشي للسبيطارة يدوني الكلينيك اللي خاصة بالناس اللي بحالي ماشي يدوني الأمراض المقودة
He say when he was like in Switzerland, they take him like to hospital of like the people like him, like
how not crazy people.
Not crazy people. And when they send him here, they send with him like the papers for his sick. Yeah. And they say like after hospital and this when the like they take him here, he won't like to kill himself.
قلت
لها البوليس انت
جيت
قلت لهم هادشي اللي طرا وكدا ديال هادشي المشكل وكدا سميتو
بقى ما دوا معايا حتى حد انايا
لايك ذا بوليس ديدنت
ليسن تو هيم وي شود ساي ذيس تو بوليس
يو هاد سامبادي فيديو وين يو ساي ذيس تو بوليس ذير واز ترانسليتر ذير واز سامبادي ويز هيم وين هي توك تو بوليس ذير واز هي الون
No, he don't talk with the police. They don't listen to him.
Yeah.
They take him here and still here. No one coming to listen to him or ask him about the problem. No one.
Interview je pripravil Tit.
Intervju Radija Študent.